Amen. Our scripture this morning is Romans 5. We're going to look at verses 1 through 5. Therefore, we have been made righteous through faithfulness. Combined with our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace by which we stand through Him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we even take pride in our problems because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame, but because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. If you'll join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So there comes a time in everyone's life where something happens and you know exactly where you were when that event occurred, right? You know, today is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And so as I was working on this, and today we're going to talk about where was God, or where is God when these things happen? And so I was looking back on events in my life that I can remember exactly where I was when they occurred. Now, I can tell you that when Gerald Ford resigned as president, I know exactly where I was, but I don't remember it. I remember my parents waking me up as a little boy to say, history is being made, a president is resigning. Right? Not Ford. Who? Nixon. Thank you. So I don't remember it. See, obviously I don't remember it. But my dad woke me up because he said history is being made. But I can tell you exactly where I was when Princess Diana died in an automobile accident. Stella and I were on vacation in North Carolina. That was PK, before kids, pre-kids. I can tell you exactly where I was when the Challenger exploded. I was getting ready to go to work, and I had the TV on, and they broke in, and of course I get to work. You know, as for those younger, there was no internet then. We actually had to watch the news to know what was going on. And I went into work and no one knew. And I worked at a gas station. As people came in, you could tell they'd been listening to the radio because tears just streaming down their face. So I know exactly where I was when Katrina hit New Orleans, because my previous job was disaster recovery. I remember watching it, and I remember watching on the news when CNN said, it looks like we have water going over one of the bulkheads. And on 9/11, I was at work at Altel, which is now Black Knight. And for those of you who aren't familiar, it changes names every couple years, whether it needs to or not. And the department I worked in had televisions. And so throughout the day, more and more people kept showing up to see what was going on. And I remember walking away and going to the restroom and coming back, and my statement was, where was the other tower? Because it was clear that at that point there was only one. So today is 15 years since that tragedy. And so we're going to look at, where is God when these type of events occur? Now, there are two separate types of tragedies. There's the natural disaster type, and then there is the man-made type. And we're going to look at those separately because their causes and where God is, I think, is different. So let's start with natural. You know, these can be hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, things like that. And the thing to remember about natural disasters is the earth was created to function this way. The earth was created to function this way. Hurricanes provide over 25% of the rainfall in some parts of the world. Believe it or not, while we don't like them, they are necessary. This rainfall replenishes their drinking water. The other thing that the hurricane does for us is it takes the heat from the equator and it moves it up towards the north and south poles. And without hurricanes, the equator would become too hot for people to live, and the poles would become too cold for people to live. Hurricanes also stir up nutrients in the ocean so that the sea life can continue to feed. Earthquakes push minerals to the surface so that we can mine them and use them. Volcanoes help cool the core of the earth by bringing the heat to the surface, and they also provide nutrients to the soil. Volcanoes also produce new land formations. You might have heard of one. Anybody ever been to Hawaii? Yeah. No volcanoes, no Hawaii. The problem as humans is we think that we are smarter than nature and smarter than God, because God designed all these things for a positive purpose. You know, we think that we can predict when events occur. Now, when I was in disaster recovery, we would always call hurricanes a nice disaster because you always knew when and where it was coming. We have that technology. But it doesn't mean that we fully understand everything about them. But we can't predict earthquakes. We sort of think that we can predict volcanoes, but we're not real sure because until they happen, we don't know if we got it right or not. And we know that we can predict tsunamis. They happen right after the earthquake, which means you find out about 2 minutes ahead of time, if you call that prediction, right? And it's a tsunami that makes us realize that we aren't near as powerful as we think. If you look at the last earthquake that Japan had, the major earthquake several years ago, and the tsunami that came through, and there's cars and buildings just being pushed by the water, it makes us realize that we're not as powerful as we think. You know, the ancient Mayans could teach us something. You know, there's Mayan ruins all over Central America. And what happened was, or what we believe, is that the Mayans, they would run out of their water source and they would move. Out of all the Mayan cities, all the Mayan ruins that they have found, there is only one on the coastline. The Mayans knew to stay away from the oceans because they knew they couldn't control it. They knew that it was too dangerous. So we sometimes lose sight that we can't control the water. You know, you look at New Orleans, a city on the coast built below sea level. Whose idea was that? I can assure you, God never said, "Hey, this will be a great place to live," right? God never told us to go live in a place that's dangerous. But we think that we can control the water. Now we have man-made events, fires, Chernobyl or nuclear meltdowns, terrorist attacks. And that's the one that we probably think of most likely these days, because it's the one that's usually on the news. The thing to remember about man-made events, we love the freedom and the freedom of choice that God has given us. But we don't like the freedom of choice that God gave someone else when they use it to hurt us. We have to remember that God's sovereignty is dependent on Him telling us, "You have your freedom, and I'm going to let you use it for both good and bad." God made us to think and make decisions, and God allows us to think and make decisions. And in man-made tragedies, someone decided to impact your life in a negative way. Osama bin Laden's goal, he wanted the United States to pull out of Saudi Arabia because he wanted to overthrow the monarchy or the leaders, the ruling family of Saudi Arabia. And because of what he saw in Vietnam and Somalia and in Beirut, where when things got tough, the United States did pull out, he thought that if he attacked the United States, we would pull out. That was his motivation. And that is what caused 9/11. Now, if God decided to interfere in their choices, do we then begin to question the sovereignty of God? Because he gave them freedom of choice in the same way that he gave us freedom of choice. And if God doesn't give us the freedom of choice, then do we really have freedom to love him? And that is the love that God wants from us, a love that is freely given. So that's why these things happen. The question is, where is God when these things happen? So the first place that you're going to see God when disaster strikes are the people that respond to the disaster. People responding to the disaster. We believe God is a God of love and compassion, and that all love comes from God. So the people that went running into the buildings on 9/11, I don't believe they did it because it was their job. They did it because of love and compassion to save people. And that's where you see God. They did it because they want to help people. They had compassion for the people that needed help. Not just on 9/11, but in every day of their life. That was what they chose to do. And that can only come from God. You also saw God in people on the streets, helping dig people out of debris. And the people who respond to a disaster are filled with the love of God. Before Katrina hit, there was an executive at Alltel, and he had retired. Through the whole buying and selling of the company, he made quite a bit of money, and he had a ranch out in kind of towards the Panhandle way, in Lake City area. And he decided that he wanted to help, because when Katrina hit, he saw all of the heartbreak. But he also saw that things were not getting better. And because he had quite a bit of money, he went out and he bought an RV. And he called some of his friends that had RVs. And they loaded up their RVs with a lot of food. And they went to New Orleans, and they went to Mississippi, and they went to Alabama. And they cooked for the people that were trying to recover those cities. He was struck with compassion that he needed to make a difference. And since he was retired, he had nothing but time. And so he went to make a difference. Psalm 56:8 says that God keeps our tears in a bottle. And Psalm 116, verse 15 says, the death of his saints is precious in the sight of the Lord. Jesus cries with us, and his heart is broken. When tragedy strikes, there is an organization out near the airport called Christian Healing Ministries, and one of the things that they do when people come to them and they've been impacted personally by tragedy is during their prayer time, they ask them to close their eyes and look around whatever room or whatever place they're at. And they'll tell them, you know, look underneath the furniture. Or look in the corners of the rooms, and they'll tell them, Jesus was there, you just didn't see him. And that's how they get people through these tragedies and on the way to healing. Because as they look around, they'll say, oh, I see Jesus. And while whatever was happening to me is happening, he's weeping. And so it restores their faith in their Savior because he was there all along. You know, one of the differences between heaven and earth is suffering. If there's no suffering on earth, are we going to be anxious to get to heaven? You know, we would probably be pretty comfortable here because outside of suffering, life's pretty good here. So in addition to worshiping God in heaven, we're also going to leave our suffering aside. We all experience difficult times in our lives, but sometimes we have tragedies. And when tragedies happen, look for God in the people that are helping. And look for God in those hidden places. And remember that Jesus weeps with you.
This was a sermon by Pastor Steve Painter at Swaim United Methodist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. You can find the church at 1620 Naldo Avenue or online at swaimmethodist.com.